Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. My personal experience in hiking in the desert at night, a small flame can be seen for miles away. Moses saw a large flame burn in the mountains and went off to investigate. He was very surprised to find out this flame had a voice. Moses saw the burning bush from a distance, but when he got close, a voice cried out from the flames that did not consume the bush. "Moses, Moses, do not come any closer. Remove your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground." Moses then asked who he was speaking to. "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. I have seen the afflictions of my people, the sons of Israel, who are in Egypt crying out to me. So I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians and bring them to the land that I promised Abraham, a land of milk and honey. To do all this, I'm going to send you to Pharaoh." "Wait a minute, voice. I'm a nobody. I'm just a simple shepherd working the fields of my father-in-law. Who am I to go to the Pharaoh and tell him that I'm taking the sons of Israel to the land of milk and honey? And who would I say you are to the sons of Israel and to Pharaoh?" "My name is I Am Who I Am. Thus, you will say to the sons of Israel that I Am has sent you." To clarify, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. They are my people, the sons of Israel. This is my name forever and is my memorial name to all generations. Gather the elders of the people. Tell them that I Am has sent you." Moses trembled in fear, but had a few more questions. The voice of God Almighty has spoken to Moses. His name is I Am Who I Am. That was made very clear that this is God's name, the one that he calls himself. It looks like if Moses is about to have a change in jobs, shepherd to liberator of the Hebrew people, stop back and find out God's plan for Moses. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.